Senator Frank Lissay's bill would allow families that claim to be physically or economically affected by wind turbines to sue the companies that own them and property owners hosting them. He says three families in his district have had to abandon their homes because of low-frequency noise and vibrations.
There's dozens of others in this area who want to move but just can't afford it, who are feeling sick and ill, and it devalues property. The wind energy crew and companies don't really seem to care about any of this. And this would allow those families to seek damages in court.
Recently, the Public Service Commission denied a permit for a wind farm planned for St. Croix County because developers couldn't prove the turbines would meet sound level restrictions. Lissay says wind turbine placement is a controversial topic, and he expects pushback from both parties.
This is unfortunately a partisan issue. The Democrats don't seem to care because it's wind about anything that they're harming, any people they're harming. And we have some of the Republicans who, business at the cost to people, and I think that's wrong.
Chris Kunkel represents the American Wind Energy Association in Wisconsin. He says Lissay's bill is par for the course.
This is just another attempt from Senator Lissay to install a level of uncertainty across the industry. It's another piece of his ongoing hostility towards an industry that creates manufacturing, construction, operation and maintenance jobs all around the state.
Lissay says he expects his bill to get a public hearing, but concedes getting it passed this session is going to be an uphill battle. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.